Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
See, now I'm not going to say anything. I always get deked by the, you know what I mean? The bars go for a certain amount of time. I'm like, okay, let me say Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Everyone in the control room laughing at me talking about, not yet.
Got to stay down, man. Stay disciplined. Don't go for that hezzy.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't go for the hezzy, man.
It's a good point. I have A-gap discipline or whatever. All right, listen. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN2 and your smart speakers by saying play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and that includes Jermichael Finley, who is now with us. Good morning, Jermichael Finley. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, man. Anytime, buddy.
Key, you want to jump right in?
Well, I was going to let you do your deal.
Well, it does seem to me, Jermichael Finley, that the Packers are not, you know, have a must-win game against Detroit based on the schedule and how they looked week one. And they should win that game. But how concerning is the week one loss for your former team?
It's very concerning, man. Seeing how they played this Sunday, seeing how the receiving corps and Aaron Rodgers did not gel together, and the defense did not make tackles or make any turnovers. So the Packers didn't look too well first game of the season.
Finn, what went wrong with them, though?
I just think I didn't see preparation. I didn't see hunger. I didn't see guys wanting to be out there. And once again, if you know what brother-in-law is, I saw 12 bring in 18 and then throw him the ball one time. You know what I mean? So, like I told you guys last time on the show, you can't bring in your brother and expect to win championships.
Yeah.
That's like bringing a family member to your business. So, and I think that's what Aaron Rodgers did with Cobb.
Yeah. When you look at the, as you said, lack of preparation, things of that nature, do you attribute that to only 7 padded practices, less than 2 hours, no preseason? So they look like a team that was out of sync based on that type of preparation?
Absolutely. Like you said, no padded practices, not enough padded practices. And like I said, man, you got to get that game situation in practice going because, once again, as you've seen in week one, the Packers wasn't ready. And I've seen a lot of guys that didn't play in the preseason. Like I say, back a couple, well, several years ago, everybody played in the preseason. Everybody got hit. And I've seen a lot of guys that wasn't ready to get on the field and play a full speed game.
Finn, you said something that really struck a nerve with me. You said that, you know, guys didn't come out and play with that grit, play with that hunger. And every time I hear Aaron Rodgers talk, it seems like he kind of passes the buck as it relates to blame. Do you sense or do you feel that maybe that same camaraderie that used to be behind Aaron Rodgers maybe is starting to wean just a tad from his teammates or no?
I do, man. Once again, I played with 12 for several years. And he's I'm not bashing my guy. He's a hell of a quarterback, but once again, he's a quarterback that doesn't never take blame for himself. He's that guy, if I throw the ball to the receiver, he's got to catch it wherever it's at. He's not a guy, if you go into the film room and he made a bad pass, he's not that guy that's going to raise his hand and say, oh, that's my bad. He's going to make sure that the coaches know that that's all on you. I got the ball there, you got to catch the ball. So he's not a leader in that aspect of this game.
Jermichael Finley, former Packers tight end, Super Bowl champion, joined us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zach Kellerman.
Zach's
Kellerman. No, Max Kellerman. No, Max messed up. Max messed up earlier, so we keep giving him a little bit of a ribbing inside.
But I'm like Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Jeez, stop, man. Stop. ESPN FPI fan gives the Packers a 42% chance to make the playoffs after week one. What's your reaction to that? Do you think that this team, despite dropping the first game to the Saints, they're still going to win the division and make it to the playoffs?
Oh, man, it's going to be tough. Once again, you had Jameis Winston coming in to Jacksonville and not even I mean, and spank you, gave you a good old detail wax. And I don't know what these guys are going to be up to this season. Aaron Rodgers just doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers. So right now, I do not have them guys in the playoffs. And these guys are not ready to even play the Cowboys right now. So my thing is it's a big comeback game right here, and hopefully these guys can bounce back.
JerMichael Finley on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. JerMichael, I think a lot of people who hear you and Greg Jennings talking about Aaron Rodgers feel like, man, they're hating, you know? And I imagine that you have your own truth about, as the kids say, right, about, like, what the relationship is, and you gave him credit for balling, and but you're saying, look, this is just the three-dimensional view of the guy. What would you say to fans who hear you talking about him now and have the suspicion, man, JerMichael Finley just has an axe to grind with this guy, and he's waiting to, like, criticize? How would you respond to fans who think that listening to you?
No, I'm glad you asked that question. But once again, man, I got my paper, I got my bread, I got my money. I'm totally fine over here. My thing is that the guy just is just that. I'm not a hater. I'm looking out, actually. I just want the guys to do their best and play Packer football. And once again, brother-in-law, and it doesn't do it. And I think Love is going to be ready for the job here pretty soon. So can't wait to see the youngster play.
Love is going to be ready for the job, but Rodgers, like, to be fair to Aaron Rodgers, just came off arguably his best season. They were in the NFC Championship game. He threw 40 touchdowns. I think it's like negative 10 interceptions, whatever it was. Do you think he fell off that quickly?
Bro, that's the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. It sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
Aaron Rodgers has obviously been the talk about what went on in New Orleans. What about the defensive side of the ball, JerMichael? Defensive side of the ball did not live up to the new expectations of defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Where do they go from here on the defensive side?
The defensive side, man, I just don't think they had enough pressure on the quarterback. And I think, I'm going to just tell you, they need to sit King down. Cornerback Kevin King, he's got to go. He screwed them guys over at the end of the season last year. And his percentage of guys catching the ball on him are very, very high. And I think they need to go at the little rookie they got in the first round this year.
King. They pick on him. They do.
Check. Yeah, they pick on him. So if you, like I said, Keyshawn, if you know you got a weak link in front of you, you
shoot him down. He a duck. You got to, hey, Jamar.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a duck.
You got
to
shoot him down.
Quarterback saying, "Give me the ball."
So, given what you said now about Rodgers and the Packers, but also given the fact that the entire division just lost, right? What do you think about the North this season? Is there someone there to unseat them?
I don't. I think the NFC North is, man, I think it's soft as CVS cotton right now. It's up in the air. You don't know who's going to win a division. You got the Packers. You got the Lions looking very weak. You got the Bears, and which they need to start Fields. So that division is all over the dang on play. So we got to see what this week two, week three – talking about and see what these guys want to do.
JerMichael Finley, former Packers tight end, Super Bowl champion, at JerMichael F88. Appreciate you coming on the show, bro. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Finley.
Hey, Keyshawn. Hey, man, congrats on your book, my man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's JerMichael Finley, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a lot to react to coming up, I think.
Yeah, we do.
Seems to me. brought to you, that's on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear More Driven. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by DraftKings. Sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, and use code KJM to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. There's a lot to get into coming up. We're going to do that after Jay has this from Indeed.
Running your own business? That requires a lot of running around. From bookkeeping to client meetings, you run it all. So by the time you need to hire, you run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. You see, according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. To learn more, visit Indeed.com/credit.
38-3, 15 of 28 passing from Aaron Rodgers. No touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
What we saw in this game was what we call an old-fashioned butt-whipping by the New Orleans Saints.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In case you're just joining us, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, former Packers tight end JerMichael Finley was on the show, and if you pay attention to these things, if I tell you JerMichael Finley or Greg Jennings came on, and the subject, first of all, you know the subject's going to be partly the Packers, and secondly, you know they're going to say something about Aaron Rodgers. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right. Here's what JerMichael Finley had to say about why the Packers struggled week one.
This is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just still hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. It sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
What's your reaction to that, guys?
I mean, I get it. I understand what he's saying. In preparation means a lot. And when you don't prepare, this is what you get. Aaron Rodgers is not immune to that. This is why you have offseason and training camp, so everything can go smoothly when the regular season starts. Do I think Aaron Rodgers will be a repeat offender in terms of what they put on display against the Saints the following week or this week against the Lions? No, I don't. I think they will be ready to go, and you will see a much better player in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is nowhere near done playing football. I mean, he's just not.
Jay, meantime, if that's the case, do you fix that by week two?
No, you don't. I mean, you would hope that his talent level obviously would be able to help them bounce back against Detroit. But let me tell you, as a teammate, if you're there at training camp and you're going through all the stuff, and obviously you get it, right? There's some issues that are happening there. But if what JerMichael said was correct, also what he said is, you know, when you watch tape with him, you know, he's going to go to the coaches. Well, I threw the ball where I was supposed to throw the ball. All right. So if you're a teammate of that and you feel like somebody, I don't know, it just seems like there is somewhat of a disconnect between how he is with his teammates. I just felt that. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's a lot of, to be honest with you, Jay, I play with a lot of quarterbacks in the league. They're not immune to doing that. That's just what they do. That's what some of them do. Be honest with you.
But did you rock with those quarterbacks, Key?
Yeah, I didn't have no problem with them because then I'd be like, okay.
But see,
when you throw the ball over my head, that's on you.
But you're the
when
guy
you
that
bounce
has,
it at my feet, that's on you.
But you're the guy that has that demonstrative attitude that you will go up to them and you would say something. A lot of other guys aren't built that way, right?
Don't have the security to do that.
But that's what I'm saying. No, and that has to have a trickle-down effect with the rest of the team if you feel that certain way.
But everybody knows what you are and who you are as a player. Everybody knows. Okay, inside that locker room, everybody knows that dude right there, or that dude over there, is this. He's the guy who's going to tell the coach, well, he stopped. Instead of stopping at 15, he stopped at 12, so therefore I wasn't ready to. We all know that you're going to put it on me and not yourself.
Know what I found interesting?
But I got to continue.
I still got to do my job.
To do my damn job.
I hear you on
that. I can't
that.
Worry about somebody else pointing the finger.
But that sounds okay. That sounds like the right thing to do. I get that. But there's a cumulative effect to that mentally. I don't care what anybody says.
Well,
it's like after a while, you sitting there saying, all right, man, like I hear what you're saying, but we don't have a problem.
No, somebody is going to check him for that.
But that's my
thing. And there's only certain guys that Aaron Rodgers is going to do that to. He ain't doing that to Devontae Adams. He would do that to a lesser guy who is a on-the-bubble guy. I remember one time. I don't remember. I was playing, and we were at the New York Jets, and the ball was – I either ran the wrong route or something, and Neil O'Donnell was running toward me because this was a big thing way back when the quarterbacks would screw up. Dan Marino was big for it. He'd run and point, you know, and he'd be like, yo, man, when you bouncing the ball in my feet, I'm not running down there saying – I'm not doing all of this. Quarterbacks tend to do that.
What I found interesting, number one, JerMichael Finley said, Rodgers, you can see it in their eyes. They don't have the work ethic, right? But he said, and I got a frog in my throat. He said, as in previous years, right? Mm-hmm. So he's not saying Rodgers never did that. He's saying he didn't do it this year. And Key, you said no one's immune from it, right? I think about Michael Jordan. Jordan came back off the first three-year layoff, right, or off the first three-peat, then took like a year off, year and a half off. When he came back, he was not in basketball shape, got beat by Penny and Shaq in them.
Number
right?
45.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next year, he was in basketball shape, swept them. And there were six. That was a 60-win run. Swept them, won three in a row. Like, it was nothing, right? But when Michael Jordan was still in his physical prime, he didn't have his legs. It's even MJ can't do it. So just because you're Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't mean if you take the offseason off, you're going to be Aaron Rodgers.
But I don't know that – I personally don't know. When you say you take the off – when people say I'm just resting, I take the offseason off, they're really not taking – we don't see it, though.
Yeah, but I mean seven padded practices, that stuff.
Yeah, but that's not him. That's the team. When Aaron Rodgers was off in Hawaii or some of these other places – I can almost guarantee you without even knowing, he was doing something. Yeah. Something. He wasn't just sitting around drinking Mai Tais and laying out on the beach. He was in the little weight room. He had a football throwing it against a tree. He was doing something because your body clock makes you do that, even if you don't want to do it, because they know it's time. It's March. This is what we do. It's April and May, and this is what we do.
But I wonder to what – doing something is fine. Like me touching a basketball and dribbling it around, holding with me, getting some shots up here and there. I'm doing something. But what degree is that something? Is that next level something? Is that a burning desire or something? Is that, hey, I could be in Hawaii with my basketball, or I could be, for me, in Chicago, back at the Berto Center, training, getting reps with my teammates.
Yeah, MJ was playing baseball. It's not like he was like, sitting on the couch.
With the young guys, like, hey, let's watch some tape. Like, there's a different type of measurement as it relates to doing something.
Well, clearly,
I think that's what he was talking about.
Well, clearly, Jay, he wasn't there watching film and tape with them. But once you get into training camp and you sit down and you do all of those things, you're now entrenched in the start of the season. I don't think preparation-wise they were prepared as a team. So, therefore, ultimately it affected the individuals. Where you will look next week or this week, you said next week, this week on Sunday, we'll be able to tell what they were. And then we'll probably come in on Monday and say, well, it was Detroit. Who knows?
But that's the thing now. If no one's immune to it, and maybe if it takes more than a week, as Jay was suggesting, like, are we sure he'll be ready in a week? Looking at the schedule, which we brought up earlier in the show, you got to go to San Francisco. You got to play.
The Steelers come
the
next.
The Steelers come to Lambeau with that defense. All of a sudden, you look at that Detroit game, which is a gimme early in the season. That's a very important game for the Packers early. It's kind of a must-win week two game.
Yeah, it is. Because if you got the Steelers, and you look at that, and you're like, oh, 49ers Steelers, you go, ooh, wow. You know, the 49ers are trying to win their tough division, which is 4-0. Everybody in there is 1-0.
As Rodgers is trying to get in game shape.
And the 49ers continue to beat up on the Green Bay Packers. So it's kind of like
another good point.
And also with the pass rush, I mean, from the 49ers and the Steelers, if he was under that kind of duress playing against the Saints, like, what do you think that's going to be against those two teams?
And the Niners, as Key just said it, the Niners have played them tough too. Meantime, the other thing that JaMychal Finley said was that they may need to make a change at quarterback.
Yeah, he went there.
And they have a guy who can replace him. Listen to JaMychal.
I'm not a hater. I'm looking out, actually. I just want the guys to do their best and play Packer football. And once again, brother-in-law, it doesn't do it. And I think Love is going to be ready for the job here pretty soon.
Any reaction to that, guys?
Yeah, I don't know what pretty soon means, though. It's pretty soon.
Next year?
It's pretty soon next week. It's pretty soon 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
point.
It's pretty soon next year.
If it's next year, Rodgers ain't going to be there anyway.
Yeah, so
of course,
I don't really know what JaMychal. I wish we could have kind of followed up there and said when is pretty soon. I don't think that Jordan Love is going to be playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this season. I think most likely, if anything, it'll be next season, just because we saw him in the preseason, and then we didn't see him in the preseason. He didn't get a whole lot of reps, so I don't think he would be ready at all. And clearly he's not getting any reps this year right now with Aaron Rodgers being the number one guy.
Key, how bad would it have to get for us to see Jordan Love?
Man, Jordan Love ain't playing this year.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how bad it gets.
Unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah,
no. I mean,
I know if there was like a plausible scenario
if Aaron Rodgers did that for the next 10 weeks, what he did against the Saints,
but he,
you still ain't see it. You still ain't see it, Jordan.
Well, I mean, look, no, that's not possible unless there's an injury, because we just saw the dude ball out. He was the MVP last year. You don't go from MVP to I forgot
that's
how to
what
play.
I said. It's like, no, it does not happen.
Right.
Unless Aaron Rodgers, over the next 10 weeks, show you what he did against the Saints, and that same thing. Because that body in, they're out of it, so you might as well turn to Jordan Love.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. It's like me going in the East River trying to swim. Not going to happen.
Well, he can't swim in general.
That's why it's not going to happen.
This is Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17. We're going to have Kimberly Martin's reaction to what JaMychal Finley said and everything else going on in the NFL after SportsCenter.
Here, you take it. I don't want to touch that. That's too hot.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Before we get to hot news or not news, you were in Kansas City for the Chiefs and the Browns. Oh, wait. Who? Do we have Kimberly? Is Kimberly here?
You better.
There it is.
Oh, hey,
Kimberly.
Hello.
Hey.
There you are, Kimberly.
Hey,
how are you? Kimberly's like, you know, still COVID, so like, I saw Kimberly before, and somehow she's down the hall. So we're talking to her
down the hall
on TV.
Yes.
On TV.
There's not enough space for me on set with Key's head. That ego, it's not going to work.
Taking up too much room,
Key. I'm just going to stay. Right. Yeah.
Taking up too much room, Key.
Damn. Okay, Kimberly.
So you were in Kansas City, Kimberly, for the Chiefs and the Browns. Let's start with it. What's your biggest takeaway from the Browns side of things?
Listen, the Browns are for real. I think we saw that. I covered the divisional loss last year between Kansas City and the Browns. They played the Chiefs tough. Patrick Mahomes got hurt in that game. This game, Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense looked a little shaky. Browns came out. They could go toe-to-toe with this team. That was the most impressive thing. Unfortunately for the Browns, you see what happens when you give Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs any sort of wiggle room. You make any mistake, they're going to capitalize on it.
All right, let's play hot news or not news, Kimberly. First, these comments from Jermichael Finley moments ago on this show.
This is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. It sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
Oh, man, that was a lot. I'm going to say it's not news only from the standpoint of it was one game. Now, week two, Monday Night Football, they lose to the Lions, or Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like the Aaron Rodgers we're used to seeing, then it becomes hot news. Now we're hitting the panic button a little bit, like what is going on with this team? The fact that it's his teammate, yikes, that his former teammate, that's crazy to me. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is worried about what Jermichael Finley's saying right now.
Hot news or not news, what Jermichael Finley just said.
I don't think it's news for me. I mean, I look into it as something other than what he's watching as a football player. I mean, I think there's some underlying stuff there relationship-wise, not only with Aaron Rodgers, but also with the Green Bay Packer organization.
Jay?
I'm going to say it's hot news because whenever you have a former player that is talking about the former MVP saying that he didn't put in the time in the offseason, knowing that everything the offseason brought, I understand it's one game, but that just gives you something to think about as you watch the rest of the games in the back of your mind.
I'm going to say not news simply because even if Jermichael Finley is right, the fact that it's Jermichael Finley saying it, people are going to discount it because they're expecting a negative comment about Aaron Rodgers. Carson Wentz struggling, Kimberly, while Jalen Hurts balls out of control week one. Hot news or not news?
I think it's not news, honestly, because it's like you said, it's week one. I think the sample size for Jalen Hurts, albeit impressive, it's very small. It's very small. So Carson Wentz, you know, the ankle, the surgery that he had, the procedure, this is a new team. I'll let this slide 1 week, but next week he's got to come out ready to go.
Yeah, it's hot news. It's hot news because of where Jalen Hurts is at, how he got the job, went into Atlanta on the road. Atlanta's not a great football team. It doesn't matter, but every team in every single week in the National Football League, despite your record of previous year, is tough. And the young man went and did it and took care of business. So it is hot news. And he's put people on notice that he is for real in the National Football League.
I'm scared about how often Key and I agree, but go ahead, Jay.
It's not news to me. Go on the road, Kimberly, I'm with you. To beat Atlanta, I respect that. Atlanta also has one of the worst defenses there is in the league. And it's not like we watched Carson Wentz lay a complete egg. I mean, he was running for his life for most of the game due to his O-line. He still threw for two passing TDs, right? Could he have done more? Yes. Was he abysmal? By no means was he abysmal.
This is hot news. Bottom line is, no excuses in Indy. He's got everything he needs. They're missing a quarterback. And I'm saying they're still missing a quarterback. This is evidence piece one, right? And Jalen Hurts, this is also first piece of evidence this year. He showed flashes last year. That's an excellent game he just played. Hot news. Bears continuing. The players are continuing to talk about how special Justin Fields is. Ooh, but he's not starting yet, Kimberly. Hot news or not news?
Oh, this is on fire. Roof is on fire. Everything hot news because Justin Fields being on this roster, being on the sideline while Andy Dalton goes out there and struggles will continue to be hot news until the Bears make a QB change.
Yeah, it's hot news. There's no question about it. And I've always said this, and I firmly believe this. Whenever you have veteran players kind of flirting and gushing over a player on their team, that's because they want that particular player to be the guy. And you will continue to hear that every single week about Justin Fields' ability because they're trying to send a message to the front office and the coaching staff. Put this dude in, man, and stop playing.
Well, he did put him in. Matt Nagy put him in multiple times throughout the course of the game. So everybody's like, hey, you know, it's Andy Dalton's team, but now you're using Justin Fields. You're making the water more murky, Key, to begin with. This is hot news, obviously. As much as I want to see Justin Fields play, and I will be a huge advocate that I think he should start in their next game, I really worry, Kimberly, about how he will play underneath Matt Nagy.
Now, this is not news. You know why? Because if you watched the preseason and knew what was going on already, what do you think the players are going to say? Of course there's always going to be pressure from the locker room to start the guy that gives you the best chance to win. And it's not like everyone already didn't know Justin Fields gives you the best chance to win. That's not what this is about. And of course players are going to feel a certain way about it. I don't think it's actually news or hot news. All right. Saquon Barkley saying Thursday, when asked about how he's going to know when his body is like ready for week two. He won't know till Thursday. Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
It's hot news from the standpoint of Giants fans are desperate to see Saquon on the field at full capacity, help this Giants offense, and they're playing on short rest. This is actually a game I'm covering. So I'll be watching Saquon pregame to see what he's doing and whether he feels like he can play a significant amount against this Washington football team, which, listen, everybody's high on this team. Washington's going to want to bounce back as well.
This is not news at all. It's only news to the fans and the media because they need something to talk about. As far as a player goes, he knows whether or not he's ready. He played in week one, although he didn't have a Saquon Barkley rookie game in week one. He certainly participated. And now we are on the eve of this football game. He is going to play. It is not news at all. Fans want it to be news, and media wants it to be news.
Well, I'm the
You're
fan.
You're media now, Keyshawn. Yes. You are media.
Again,
hello.
The media wants it to be news.
Thank you for reminding him, Kimberly. Well, I'm a fan, damn it, and it's hot news. Everybody keeps saying, Max, you talk about, oh, he doesn't run between the tackles. What tackles?
Yeah, right.
What tackles is he running in between? And let me say this. This is why I was huge earlier saying, don't play week one, man. Don't play week one. Like, get more reps. Feel your body out. Come back in week two. Now you're talking about short rest. Fans are going to feel a different way about that.
This is hot news, and I am both fans and media. I'm both. But let me tell you why it's hot news. Saquon was not right his second season, would never cop to it, right? The only thing you want to know about as a Giants fan is this dude right? Is he back to being Saquon Barkley? If he was, he wouldn't have to wait till Thursday to give you that answer. He's still not right. Until he gets right, it's a problem. So that's hot news. Cam Newton not being a real consideration for the Washington football team, at least not yet, Kimberly. Hot news or not news?
You know what? It's not news to me because we're in the situation last offseason. Ron Rivera had a chance to sign him then and didn't. That told you everything you needed to know because they rode with Kyle Allen and other guys. So to me, I'm not surprised. I didn't expect it.
It's hot news because Cam Newton gives them the best chance to accomplish the goal. And that is making a strong run in the NFC East, as well as advancing into the playoffs and making a stronger run in the postseason to try to get to the Super Bowl. I understand that Ron Rivera passed on him last year, hasn't really necessarily definitively said we don't want him, stop asking about him. But there's some other underlying things that's going on as to the vaccinations and all those sort of things. So clearly, if there was an opportunity to sign Cam Newton at some point in time, I wouldn't be shocked if Washington did.
It's not news to me. I think there's obviously for Ron Rivera, there's job security there where obviously him speaking to the higher ranks is saying, hey, look, we could go out and do something like this, but I like our core. I like what we're building right now. And I agree with Kimberly. They could have done this last year. Does it give them a better chance to potentially win the NFC East? Maybe, but I'm not sure. Let's see how Taylor Heinicke comes out.
Jay, you telling me, if Cam Newton was on that team right now, they wouldn't be challenged, the Dallas Cowboys, because I don't think the other two teams are winning, to win that division?
No, they listen.
You can't possibly tell me
this
that.
Is why it's hot news. It's hot news because of the way Cam looked in camp. Remember preseason
game two?
That says Cam is is pretty much back. If Cam Newton is Cam Newton, Ron Rivera went to the playoffs every other year with him and made it to a Super Bowl. They have Taylor Heinicke going this weekend. I think it's hot news, partly also because of what Kimberly said. They passed on him once, but now he's back. Is it because of COVID? Ron Rivera has health issues? Hot news. All right. Kimberly Martin on the Goodyear Hotline. Thank you for playing. Hot news or not news, Kimberly.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
I ain't saying
Bye,
thanks.
Key.
Yeah, because she did a little pinprick at your ego.
Good job.
Yep, I got an ego. My show, look, Keyshawn.
There it is.
Ego.
There it is.
Oh, well.
Came out, Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly. Another Bears player who's questioning their week one game plan. Wait till you hear this next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2 on TV.
The Bears are a really tough outfit. Great job by the team being able to get the win tonight.
It was tough to kind of get into a rhythm in the first half. We only had four possessions, but we were explosive in some of those and made some big plays.
What a play by Van Jefferson to be able to get up, have the awareness to finish that.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'll tell you.
What the you flow ready? Got you? The
well, now I can't you? Tell. I said Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Then I heard the music.
Here you go.
No one
go.
Said, no, not yet. Go. Right now.
Go.
Still getting used to the cues.
Max
brought
Kellerman,
to you by
go.
Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Here's Marquise Goodwin, Bears wide receiver, on the challenges Jalen Ramsey presented.
He's a unique player, all pro, pro bowler, instinctive, like especially in short spaces, and you know, us not running past 10 yards, that fell right into his hand, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. What are you laughing about, Jay?
Because when I read this yesterday, I brought it up.
Oh.
And Keith said, oh, you trying to get Matt Nagy fired. I'm like, no, I'm not. But that's a direct shot at Matt Nagy. And his offensive scheme, that's the first thing, guys, I said the morning after the game. I said, hey, he only had two pass attempts. Andy Dalton had two pass attempts for over 10 yards. Only two. Every other starting quarterback in the damn NFL had four or more. And that goes to the scheme. So even on fourth down, they went for it so many times. If your team is even built around the defense, Matt Nagy doesn't even trust the defense.
Well, Jay, you say that goes to the scheme, right? Which is probably correct, but the scheme is put in because of the quarterback. Typically in these situations, there's three things that could happen here. Two of them are on the staff, mm-hmm. which is the system and the quarterback. The quarterback, and you got to hear me now.
I'm listening to you.
The quarterback is going to dictate the system, which means that the quarterback probably can't advance down the field the way that they feel, So they try to shorten the game to say, we don't trust him, but we're not telling you we don't trust him. So therefore, if we can win by 10-yard hitches and we could just methodically do that, we'll do that.
Which you can.
Which you can. But the player says it's messed up because now you got people thinking that I can't run past somebody and you're playing right into the strength
Preach.
Of the cornerback. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the flip side of it. To protect myself as the head coach. Max Kellerman asked me a question at the podium.
Coach, we noticed that you're not, you know, running a lot of deep routes. You're not. You're playing dink and dunk. Your players seem to be a little disgruntled about that.
Well, what happens in our offensive scheme right now is we don't we feel like we don't have the necessary personnel to go vertical on the outside perimeter. We have Allen Robinson. Outside of that, we're still trying to get these guys up to speed. We don't want to play into the hands of the defense. So we try to many different things to get our offense going. We've got to do better at the receiver position to get open. So now you
I thought I was listening to Matt Nagy.
Now you
that
fall
was Matt
in,
Nagy.
Now you fall into that trap where the coach starts to blame you for not getting open to protect himself. So you got to be careful with you.
So, but
Marquise Gilbert.
And thank you so much for breaking it down because you said something yesterday. You said, well, you know, if Matt Nagy has the pulse of the locker room, and I started laughing. I said, pulse of the locker room? That's apparent right there, but that comment. A good one. He does not have the pulse of the locker room. The locker room feels divided when you think about Matt Nagy.
So let's translate what you're saying, Jay. Translate what you're saying and what Key is saying is that this comment by Goodwin, which is to protect himself in a way, like, hold up, don't look at me, it's coach's scheme, is actually mainly, really, when you step back and look at the bigger picture, if it's a personnel choice, coach, it's your
choice
at quarterback that's putting me in this position.
100%.
1,000.
And so for me to be able to send my message to mainstream, I have to say, Jalen Ramsey, this, and the routes that I'm running is short so that I'm not directing everything at the quarterback. So I'm kind of bouncing stuff off the walls so that people can catch it and understand it without me directly just saying, man, get this dude out of here and put number one in because number one is right, and that's Justin Fields.
Jay is squarely in the, and I would say this is the majority of people who say start Justin Fields. Key, you and I agree way too much. But we were both in the, hey, give him a little time, but keep your eye on it.
Yeah.
With your eye on it now, listening to the way the locker room is reacting, looking at the NFC North, where are you with it?
I'm still at the same. I want to let Andy Dalton play a little bit more, a quarter or so. Let's see what it is. Because I believe when you have young quarterbacks, you give them an opportunity to watch from the sideline. Now, that doesn't mean week five. It just means this next game, let's see what it is. If we are ahead 10-6 and we should be ahead 24-6 and we are sputtering alone, now it's time to put the young quarterback out there to kind of rally everybody, and then the rest is history for Andy Dalton. That's when you do it.
If you want to say it's a revenge game, fine. If you want to see how it progresses, fine. I just stand on time that you play the best damn player.
2-0-1 teams kick off week two. We'll tell you which one of them should be more concerned. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, heading to ESPN News on...
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.